Okay. Today we have a. Let me just tell you where we're heading today, tomorrow. Okay. It's just today we're gonna just kind of chazara, like nice, easy, light stuff. Tomorrow I want to spend most of our time in Seder. It's a fast day, so we're gonna do Seder. We'll do the sugya of Chamesh sitting on a safsal. It's a very interesting little sugya. We'll give a 20-minute shiur on that tomorrow, and then I'm going to give shiur on Megillas Esther tomorrow. So that's tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a mixed day, but focus will be primarily Megillas Esther. We'll have Seder and the sugya, short shiur finishing up, and then Amir Tashem after on the other side. We'll every day during pre-shiur we'll do some Haggadah, and then we'll continue also Bava Kama. Maybe at the end we'll give some hardcore Pesach and sugyas. We will take a look. Okay. Okay, so today I just want to get started on this very light, nice sugya. So the Mishnah Daf Tesma Beis introduced us to these very cryptic dinim, but the second din is, if a person is hichsharti b'miksas nizko, chavti b'tashlume nizko, kehechshar kol nizko. So a very cryptic statement. If I go ahead and do a little bit, I'm machshir a little bit, I'm going to be chayav for the whole thing. So the Gemara now on Daf Yud is trying to figure out what that means. So turn around. So here we come back to a familiar sugya that we saw on Daf Gimel. Hachofer bor tisha ubo achar ishlam asara achron chayev. Rebbe Omer achar achron lemisa achar shem lenizakim. Rav Papa amar lemisa v'divri akol, etc. Okay, so we have a well-known sugi that we've learned before. If a person digs, one person digs a bortes. The other person is now mashum la asara, so bonu la machlek is Rebbe and Rabban. According to Rebbe, when it comes to if someone dies in that pit, so the achron is chai, but if someone gets damaged in the pit, they are both going to be chai. They're both going to share in liability. And Rabbanan have a chiddush, and they say that when you dig a bort yud, so now only the achron is going to be chai, even in the zikin. And of course, we paskin like the shita of Rabbanan. Prima facie, and this is again a lot of chazara, the psukis that we did in the earlier part of the year. But prima facie, which shita is the more logical shita? L'chora, you would tell me Rebbe shita is more logical. Why is Rebbe shita more logical? Because you already had, when you dug a first person who dug a bor tes, he dug a bor of nezikin. Now the person adds a bor yud. Good, that's now a bor misa, but it's also bor nezikin. So as far as nezikin is concerned, why is the first person now all of a sudden exempt from nezikin when the second when the person added a bor yud? As far as nezikin is concerned, why are we exempting him? And Rebbe says we're not. Rebbe says they share in liability. What is the chiddush of Rabbanan, apparently? So what are you going to say? What's the simple svara? Is that a bor yud is not the same bor as a bor tes. It's a brand new bor. This bor is now a bor misa, not a bor nezikin. True, a person could still get injured in a bor nezikin, but it's a bor misa. It has a new chalo shem bor. It's a new chetza shel bor. And as such, the paka habor tes, and now you've created a bor yud. That is the simple understanding of Rabbanan Shita. However, that understanding might need a little bit of just a pressure point that from a couple of Rishonim on this Gemara. What would be the din in a case of a bor 4, let's say, that you now expand it out, the second guy expanded out to a bor 5, a bor 6, he expanded out to a bor 7, what would be the din in such a case? So you saw a machlokes between the Shita Mekubetzet. What did Rabbeinu Yonason say in Shita Mekubetzet? He writes, Hu Hadin. It's not just 9 to 10, but Hu Hadinim lo osa rishon ela arbo chamisha tvachim ubo hasheni vahosif tefach nistalku maisa rishon. That's an important formulation. Nistalku maisa rishon vahode nakat hishlimo lahasar rishon depolagalei rebi lamar achar achron lamisa vekule. In other words, according to Rabbi Yonason Shita Mekubetzet, the Chachamim would have no different Shita when it comes to going from 5 to 6. Going from 5 to 6, they would also say that the person dug the bor 6, Nistalku Maisa Risha. What is the Svara of Rabbi Yonason? What's Rabbi Yonason essentially saying? You're advancing the bor. And therefore what? So again, what he's essentially saying is that a bor, you know, just like we say poshut, a bor 10 is fundamentally different than a bor tes. That is a nistalkomai sevishim created a brand new bor lamisa. So he's saying that even the quantitative change of 8 from 7, that quantitative change also creates a new chefza debor. And true, it was a bor nezikin at 7, but now it's a new bor nezikin at 8, and therefore the Chacham would tell you the sheni is chayv and not the rishon. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonason. Who disagreed, Rabbeinu Yonason, clearly in our sugya? The Me'iri. And the Me'iri argues that, no, when it comes to 5, 6, 6, 7, etc., let's just pull out the lashon of the Me'iri. So the Me'iri says, that's not a new bor. That both people are contributing to the bor. He says, Ma shibyanu achofer bo tisha v'acham shim la'asara achum chayiv lo sabar devil amiz af nezikin. Af amisha af ma'isarishin yesh b'gdei lahazim mekom up achum chayiv af nezikin. Mekom up kom chidish bo shirmisa. Ha im chofar ze shmoyne v'asheni tisha. Ho v'lo chidish bo shirmisa. Shneyem chayovim. Achash yesh b'chafiro shneyem b'gdei lahazim. So, Bosai, what is the Me'iri's svar? What is the Me'iri saying? If you go 8 to 9, so then, and someone gets injured in that bor test, they're both chai. Why is he saying they're both chai? How would you formulate the difference between the Shita Mekubetzet and the Rabbeinu Yonason? Go ahead. The Shita saying it's a new bor, and what's the what's
saying it's not a new bor, saying it's the same person.
One universal.
Yeah, they did it together.
No, there was
not a status change bor 8.
What did the
Me'iri
also say?
So, you're correct. Everything correct. I'm just going to say the same exact things in my words. What's the mechayev of bor? Again, this is chazar. What's the mechayev of bor?
Balabor.
You being the balabor. Now, what does that mean to be the balabor? So I'm going to use you have to be labeled as the creator of the hazard. Is a hazard? You created the hazard. So comes along the Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, when you go 7 to 8, did the man who added the extra tefach, did he create the hazard?
No.
It's not fair to say he created the hazard. Who created the hazard? The first guy created the hazard. The second guy contribute to the hazard. He contributed to the hazard. If you just contribute to hazard, so then you are contributorily negligent because he contributed. So you didn't create the hazard, but you contributed. So now you have to go ahead and share in liability. But when you go from, says the Me'iri, 9 to 10, since that generates a qualitative change in the bor, now it's no longer bor nezikin, it's a bor misa. So now what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you created the hazard. It's a new hazard. And since it's a new hazard that you created, you become the Baal HaBor. That's the Me'iri's position. What is the position of the Shita Mekubetzet, Rabbeinu Yonason? So apparently he is telling you that there is an idea of what we'll call Siluk Ma'aserisha. Once you go ahead and deepen the Bor, you intensify the Bor, Alpidin, that it creates a siluk of the old bor, creation of a new bor, and for that you are going to be chayav. The Me'iri requires that qualitative change, and according to the Shita, a quantitative change is sufficient. Why is it that everyone would agree that if you go from 10, you have a bor of 10, the first guy builds a bor of 10, the second guy goes ahead and deepens that bor, and now it's a bor of 20. And a third guy goes ahead and deepens that bor and creates a bor of 30. So then the Gemara says, Mefurish, everyone says you're a chayv. Why would everyone say you're chayv? Why would the Me'iri say you're chayv? After all, did you have a bor that was mamis?
Yeah.
You already had a bor that was mamis. And now you added 10, you added 20. According to the Me'iri, what would be the din if you create, if you add, went from 10 to 11? 10 to 11. Who's chayv? Who's chayv? 10 to 11, 10 to 11, and someone and an animal dies or gets mazikt in a bor 10 to 11, according to the Me'iri. The first guy is Chayav Misa.
Both of them are both.
Why would they be both Chayav Misa?
I think
in that case, 10 to 11, the first guy is going to be Chayav for the Misa and not the second guy. Why would the second guy be Chayav? After all, did he do anything? He didn't do anything. It was already a bor misa. There's no qualitative change. If there's no qualitative change, says the Meiri, that's not going to trigger a chiyuv. Just like in the Zikin, going from 8 to 9, says the Meiri, will not trigger any additional chiyuv on the second guy. The first guy is chayav, not the second guy. So too, when you go 10 to 11, lechora, the first guy is going to be chayav and not the second guy. I think that's Pasha. Even the Zikin, because there's been no shift. But when you go from 10 to 20, or 20 to 30, then even the Meiri is going to tell you that you're going to be chayav. All of them are going to be chayav. Why? So I think the answer is, who is the Baal Habor? How many boros are there here? So Ezra wants to tell me there's only one bor here. It's a 30 tefach bor. But the real answer is, how many boros are here? There's three boros. In which one did he fall? He fell in all three. So who killed him?
All three.
So who's chayav?
All three.
That is going to be the position of the Meir. Now watch this. What would be the din of the following case? I have a bor tes. I'm on the beach. Yeah?
Just to clarify one thing. Didn't the Meiri say that both are chayav?
In which case?
both are chayav.
Yes, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Correct. In 8 to 9, the Meiri says they're both chayav. So therefore, in 10-11... In 10-11, what will be the 10-11? So let's talk 10-11. By Misa, just the first guy. But by Nezikin, Lechora, 10-11, they'd both be Chayav. Yes, correct. Thank you. Yes, Shekhoi. What? The Shita for sure would agree with that. No, the Shita would say, 10-11, what's the din? Second guy's Chayav. An 11 Tepak Bor is different than a 10 Tepak Bor. An 11, it's Siluk Maisa Rishon. Nistalka Maisa Rishon, and only the second guy's time. Point to Sheikh the Mikvah. He was going to say 10 to 11, Lemisa, only the Rishon's Chayiv. Lenezikin, they both be Chayiv.
Didn't they say way earlier that the Sheikh says the Sheikh for Zikin to one?
It's true. The Sheikh for the Zikin. No, but once you take a board, whatever it is, 5, 6, 7, and you add a Tefach, it's a new board, according to the Sheikh. New board. So therefore, who's the Baal Habor? The second guy. He built the new board.
So for 10 to 11.
New board.
But that's the Shira Misa is 10.
It is 10.
Why would it be a new board?
Because, why is the same as 5, 6?
No, that makes sense. It's not Shira Zikin.
Shira Zikin is 5. No. But I don't think that's the way. No. The Shira Zikin, no, I don't think that's the shot. I hear you said it. Now I hear you said it. The bottom line is, when you deepen the bor, it's a new bor. Right, correct. I think that's what he said. Shouldn't say, you deepen the bor, it's a new bor. One second. I want to ask my question first. You have a bor of tes tfach. And now what you do is you add to the rim. You add to the rim. You follow what I'm saying? You don't dig it a tefach deeper. You don't make it wider. You make it taller. You raise up the wall. You heighten the wall. You with me?
Yeah.
You're at the beach. You dig 9. And then you make a little bit of a wall on top.
A barrier?
A wall.
Well, so it technically increases the height. The wall.
So that
increases the height.
You're still adding.
I understand. It increases the height. But have you changed? What I'm asking is following. According to what's the svara of the Shita Mekubetza? That when you dig the extra tefach, what are you doing? You've made a new bore. You've been misalik the old bore, and you've created a new bore. Here, arguably, and therefore, says the Shita Mekubetza, in that case of 5-6, the bore 6 is a new bore. And as such, the Achron is Chayim. Let's say we do the same exact thing, but we didn't deepen the bore, but we just added some height to the bore. So the bottom line is, the guy fell 6, but have you undone the prior bore? So maybe you could argue, I don't have any rise to this, but maybe you could argue in that case. Again, the svara of the Shita is siluk ma'aser rishon, but you've not been misalik ma'aser rishon. His boar is still there in full glory. It's the same exact boar. You've just added some chulya. You've added some height to the rim. And maybe, as a possible chiluk, maybe in such a case, that in there the Shita would agree that you would be chayiv, that both would be chayiv. Excuse me? What?
Is adding to the top of the pit really doing anything regarding?
Yeah, your fall is now a one tap back longer fall.
It's like that animal.
Your fall is a longer fall. It's
some sort of shoot.
You're falling from a taller place.
How is it a thing?
According what I'm saying is it's not necessarily. You know, you can argue it is. I'm putting it out there, maybe because it's the same, that the cavity of the old guy is still the same cavity, essentially. But you haven't changed the pit. You've added a staircase. You've added a staircase. So now there's an elevation that you're now falling from. So is that considered to be a siluk of the pit? I leave that as a sarichi. Okay. I wanna go weiter. I want to go back there, because this is all just hakdama. This is old stuff. I don't want to spend time on old stuff. I want to move on to new stuff. Okay, Rabosai, and I have to let you out on time today, more or less, because of other festivities. So take a look, please. I want to look at the next sugya. So the next Gemara says as follows. V'suleka v'ha'ika mosar shoro lechamisha b'nei adam. I'll give you another example. I give my shor to 5 people. Uposhabo, echad mehem v'hizik, and one person is posheya. So what's the case? Hey, kidam. Ilayim v'lav iulo havamintar pshita diuka oved. So if each of the 5 were absolutely necessary to do the shmirah, and this guy now bailed out, so for sure it's chayv. He did it. But if you assume that v'lav iu nami mintar, without him, the 4 guys could have done it just as well as with him. So then, the Gemara says, my ka'ovid. What is he? What is he doing? Like, what does that mean? What does Rashi say, my ka'ovid? Rashi says nothing. No, he says nothing. Rashi doesn't say anything over here. He says nothing. So we're not sure what it means yet. But the next Gemara might help us out. My covenant is unclear what that means. But the Gemara says, next story. Maskar of Shei Vayika. There's another case. Marbe Bechavila. Marbe Bechavila. So the Gemara says, what does Marbe Bechavila mean, gentlemen? So Rashi says, Marbe Bechavilos. You want to say this? My comment goes on to that sugi. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, my Gemara says it's...
Yeah, shy to that. Okay, good. Fine, we'll do that. We'll do that. Fair enough. So, yes, you're right. I'm wrong, you're right. So my ka'avid. So let's do. Let's see the Rashi's. So Rashi says, "Evil aviula mintar." If without him it wasn't, it couldn't have been watched. Kon shahaya asakav ra'im pshita ein zek shati b'mitzas nizko ella kol nizko. Well, damel hashem bor lasara. That we got the kind of board test. The lo avi misa nizik mi'avde. This here reached my grandma's mitzas. So it's simply saying, "Achron chay." If it needed five people to what?
To watch.
And he was indispensable. And he bailed. So who caused the entirety of the nezek? He did. It's not comparable to 9-10. But if it could have just as well been watched by the other four, so Rashi says, my ka'ovid. And he bailed. Eino chayev klum. So Rashi says he bails. What's he chayev? Zero. Zero. Wow. And Tosis comes along and says, I totally disagree. That doesn't make any sense. After all, Micah Ovid, Bekula Shmaita, Tzarek Lomer, Micah Ovid, Tfei Me Achrine. Why is he? What are we looking for? What's the search for? The search is for a case where a guy does partial damage and is chayv what? For everything. That's what we're looking for, and that's going to be, and it's to be a chiddush. So a case where five people watch, one guy pulls out, and thereby causes the entire damage, the Gemara says, that's not a chiddush, and he did it everything. So he's fully responsible. That's not partial responsibility, it's full responsibility. Ella what? It could have been watched, and he pulled out. The other guys could have watched. So where is the failure, my ka'avid? So Rashi says, in this case, how much is the guy going to be chai for pulling out?
Zero.
Tosa says, that's not the failure. When he pulls out, was he allowed to pull out? No. So therefore, is he chayav? Yes. How much? A fifth. He's chayav with everyone else. And therefore the case fails. Why does the case fail? Because we're looking for a case where a guy's chayv everything. So says Tosis, my ka'avid, b'kulo shmai tzarek lomer, my ka'avid, tfei me'achrina. Why is he any worse than anyone else? Ve'yushayim kol echad, chelko, ve'ein lomer, the lifter, the tiny perikah para. Don't say he's putter, because we learn later on, echad ha'kol gibor l'yud, u'ba'achar v'shim le'esrim, u'ba'achar v'shim le'shloishim, kulom chayavim. In other words, this is the model. Bor is the model. And each one is going to be chayav equally. So too, over here, he should be chayav with everyone else. Miu, bazet sarach ledaktek. But if that's what you're going to say, then bishvil shehishach ish eitz betoch eish, gedola. If one person is a big Erev Pesach conflagration, and now one person throws in one more piece of matzah. But the first guy threw in as a whole huge fire. It's burning down the whole neighborhood. And one kid throws in one more piece of matzah. Well, bread. He's throwing in the bread. One more. So what? You're going to say now they have to share the chiyuv equally? That doesn't make any sense. Hello, dummy. That would be similar to a case of Echad Shechofer Bor Yud Upa'achar V'yishlimo Le Yud Aleph. And Tosis assumes in that case, only the Tosis Shitasa is going to assume that only the, like the Meiri, is Bor Yud to Bor Yud Aleph, who's Chayev? Only the first guy, not the latter guy. And that says Tosis, the difference between Bor 10, 20, 30, where each one is creating a new, brand new Bor, as opposed to 10, 11, only the first guy created a new Bor. 11 only was Mosif. And that's analogous, says Tosis, to a case throwing in that extra piece of bread when there's already an existing conflagration. But what comes out is, according to Tosis, when I pull out of this Shmira, who's chayv? Everyone is chayv. According to Rashi, when I pull out of this Shmira, who's chayv? The other guys are chayv. Now, if I were to ask you, balabatish, simple, who's right? Rashi or Tosis? Tosis makes much more sense. I'm obligated. You know, a bunch of guys, we agree. We agree we're all gonna do something. We're gonna do something. We're gonna watch something. And one guy unilaterally pulls out. I'm pulling out. And now the other guys are holding the bag. What? And now something happens. I can just unilaterally pull out. Tosfos makes a lot of sense. And who is sensitive to this problem?
A little bit.
I believe the Rush is very sensitive to this problem. And therefore, what does the Rush do? The Rush shrinks the Chiddush of Rashi. The Rush is learning like Rashi, but he basically makes Rashi into like ho-hum. Rashi is not ho-hum. Rashi is a tremendous Chiddush that is Tom Biur. And the Rush comes along and says, nah, I'll tell you what Rashi meant. It's a ho-hum Rashi. Don't get so excited. So what is that? Look at the Rush. Oz Tess. So the Rush says, Vayika Masa Shor L'chamish B'nei Adam V'pasha Bo Echad Mehem V'hizik Chayav Heichidami Ilei Medel Babi Lo Minter Pshita Ela B'lavi Unami Minter My Kovit Klomar U'potter Legamre. So says the Rush, Potter Legamre, learning like Rashi. U'kikon. But let me tell you the case. She'achirim lo silku atzma mishmir sashur kishaposh ha'echad v'lo ratza lishmer yoter v'kevan shenishru b'shmir sashur v'yecholin l'shomra b'lo ha'echad hein chayavin v'hu pater sharei masar l'kulon shoro l'komi shiyachol l'shomro v'nisratzu l'shomro afil b'lo chevra. Basically, there is a tacit agreement. He pulled out with a tacit understanding that they were not pulling out. And they were okay with it. And who else was okay with it? The owner was okay with it. Avalim omru lo. But if they said to him, im ein charotze lishmor, if you're pulling out, then gam anu misalkan atzmenu, then we're also pulling out, then kulan chayav. So says the Rush. The assumption here is, number one, the Baal HaShor is okay with it. Number two is, the other Arba Shomrim are okay with it. Then he's allowed to pull out, and they're chayav. Ho-hum. That's not exciting. That's not what Rashi really said. Rashi, if Rashi meant that, I would have liked Rashi to say that. Rashi sounds like he's saying, the guy can pull out. And if he pulls out, he's potter. And that is a chiddush. What is Rashi being mechadish? Can a shomer pull out?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
I say no. I say no. Can a shomer pull out? Can a shomer pull out?
Yes.
Yes. A shomer can pull out. Can a shomer pull out? Yes or no? Yes. And no. Why no shomer stuff? Rabosai, I want you to be, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? What did the Shomer agree to do?
Watch.
He agreed to watch. Is he allowed to not watch?
Yes.
He's not allowed to not watch. He agreed to watch. If he agreed to watch, is he allowed not to watch? He's not allowed not to watch. And indeed, if the animal that he's watching dies because of some kind of negligence, is he higher for that?
Yes.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about if the animal dies. We're talking about if the animal did hezek. If the animal damages a third party's animal. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about shmira min zikin. Can he pull out? That's a machlekes Rashi places.
Rashi says yes.
No one argues. As far as the shmir, the animal itself, you agree to pull to watch. You got to watch. What are they arguing about? Arguing about whether I can pull out from shmira of the animal minazik.
Rashi says yes.
Rashi says you can pull out. Tosis says you can't pull out.
Because
why?
Rashi.
What is the machlokes? The answer is, I want to feed you the direction.
There's other pairs of
the eyes. Answer is, from where does he have his chiyuv in the first place? From where does he have a chiyuv? Shmiras Habehema Milios Mazik. Where does that chiyuv come from? Where does the chiyuv come from?
There's
two possibilities. One possibility is it comes from his chayvus midas. It comes from part of you being a shomer. I agree to watch your animal. I also, that includes preventing it from damaging others. And if it does, you're responsible. In other words, it's part of the contractual arrangement.
Wow, there you go.
If it's part of the contractual arrangement with the Baal HaShor, with the other shomrim, are you allowed to pull out?
No.
You can't pull out. He's learning like that? Rashi says, why does the shomer, as a shomer, have to prevent the zikah? He does. Why?
It's in the
shmira.
Why?
So I asked you to take a look at a Taisus on Daf Nun Vav, which you've seen once this year with me, and once this year with Rafax.
Oh, yeah.
Is a gazlan chayev to prevent nezikin? What?
Yes.
A gazlan nunvav mebeis. Is a gazlan chayev to prevent nezikin?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why?
He's the closest next.
What? Because. Very good. Very good. The person who has a nexus, the closest nexus to that behema, the Torah imposes upon him chiyuvei shmir. Why does the owner have to prevent nezikin? Because he's bailim. He's the bailim that gives you achrayas to prevent nezikin. Because you have a nexus of bailim. When I steal someone's animal, I become chayv, says Tosis. I'll read you his lashon, very important. Tosis says, a gazlan is chayv, why? Svaru. Svara de gazlan nichnas tachas habailim. He becomes like the bailim. That what? The cave and shalti mishas bailim, so you chayv mishmi rasa, ve'ena bailim yichav l'shomro. Now the bailim can't do so. Lefisha nigzla mehem. Anyone who is it's in his hands, he is now ikru bailim as far as the zikr is concerned. So a gazlan has to prevent the zikr. Does a shomer have to prevent the zikr?
Yes.
It says yes. Why? Because as a shomer now, it's by him, he's nichnas tachas habayim. Did he contract for that?
No,
he didn't contract for it. The Torah says nexus equals prevent nezika. As such, if he pulls out, even negligently, so what has now been severed?
Nexus.
He no longer has nexus to the behemoth. If the behemoth dies negligently, is he chayiv? The behemoth dies, yes. Why? Because he's contractually obligated to shmira. But now we're talking about the behemoth did damn someone else. He never contracted for that, according to Rashi.
That's
based on Nexus. And that's something I didn't contract for. If I didn't contract for it, I can pull out even unilaterally. That is the Chiddush of Rashi. Now, we discussed this by me a couple of months ago. The Fox also discussed it. But, and I, at the time I mentioned, won't be the din by a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda. I found a lost animal. And the animal, I picked it up to do a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. And now that animal damages someone. Am I chayiv as a Shomer Aveda for the damage? So that lechora will be a nafkamina to Rashi and Tosis.
Do you establish your
if you hold, I'm, it's in my shosa.
It's yours now.
It's not mine. I'm watching it in order to return it. So if you hold nichnas tachas habaylim, and now the shail of shmir is a function of nexus, I have nexus, and they're from chai. But if the chiv of a shomer to prevent a zikin is because of contractual obligations, do I have any contractual obligation? The answer is no. Last point. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezikin, Perek Dalit, Halacha Dalit. I didn't bring a Rambam. But the Rambam tells us, does every Shomer have the same degree of Chiyuvim? Chiyuvim to pay for sure now. What about Chiyuve Shmira? So the Rambam writes, Perek Dalit, Halacha Dalit. Interesting Rambam. He says as follows. Hamoser behema l'shomer chinam. Ola nose sachar. Ola socher l'shoel. Nichnesu tachas habaylim. Nichnesu tachas habaylim. And they have to pay im hizika ha-shomer chayv. If the animal does damage, the owner has to pay. Bamet ramamurim. When does he have to pay? Bizman shishlo shamruhu klal. Aval im shamru shmira meula karoi. If you watched it, a proper shmira karoi shmira meula, and it nevertheless got out. Hashomrim pturim, the habaylim chayav. Why is the shomer potter? Because he did his job. He did a shmira meula, and it's not his mama. He did his job. Then he says a line over here, which is interesting. So what's the shear of shmira that a shomer must do to prevent nezikin? A shmira meula. What, normally speaking, you learn takkainis. What kind of shmira do you have to do? You have to do ideally a shmira meula. Then he says, but a shomer chinam, who's only obligated in shmira pchusa. He's Pater. Why is he Pater if he did a Shmira Pchus? What's the Rambam saying? Because his Chiyuv Shmira is contractual. It's based on a Hischaivus Midas. Once it's a Hischaivus Midas, what did the Shomer Chinam agree to do? You're not paying me anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a basic level of Shmira. It escaped, it got damaged. It did damage to others. The Shomer is Pater. But if you assume like Rashi, that what? That Nexus triggers a Chiyuv to prevent Nezikin, then would a Shmira Pchusa of a Shomer Chinam be sufficient? No. Look, or not. He's got to watch it like the bomb. And that means a Shmira Meula. So the Rambam on this point would lichora be in the camp of Tosis, and that would be a further nafkamina. So, what we got is a core chakira into the nature of, you know, can this shomer pull out or not? Rashi Taisis, at least two nafkaminas, three nafkaminas. One nafkamina can you pull out unilaterally? Rashi Taisis. Nafkamina number two, shomer aveda. Nafkamina number three is a shomer chinam. Does he have to now, lishma minazikin, shmir pchus is enough? Or must he do a shmira meula? Have a wonderful day. Rough.